Green Room with Johnstown Garden Centre, home of expert garden advice. JohnstownGardenCentre.ie.
And a very good morning to our resident expert, or one of many. This is Jim Clark's turn today. How you doing, James?
Great, thanks, John. Good morning.
Good morning to you. You're just chilling now and looking forward to doing a bit of work. Actually, I never do ask you. Do you get much chance to do stuff in your own garden?
Oh, I do. It's my hobby as well as work. So every day, just get a half an hour to an hour. Like, if you do a little bit every day, then there's no big tasks. So I'm just tipping around, really, just keeping on top of things.
Good man yourself. Right, keeping on top of things, I think, is the key word. We're into the first week of November. Technically, it is winter, but it's not really. But I suppose from the season's perspective, there should be lots going on that you can get done as well.
Yeah, we've kind of bypassed autumn, really. It's kind of straight from really nice weather into a bit of frost now, finally, in early November. So there's lots to be done. It is the planting time. As Yvonne says, it's New Year's Day or the 1st of November for gardeners. It's the turnover of a new season and it's planting time. And if you want to plant new things, if you want to move things around in your garden, everything can be moved at this stage. The leaves are dropping and even if they're not falling, you can move evergreen plants at this time of the year perfectly safely. It's planting time for bulbs as well for spring. If you want crocus, bluebells, crocus, tulips, daffodils, all those kind of spring flowering bulbs in your garden from give you flower from January through to May, now is the time to get them into the ground. And then with the touch of frost, all your summer bedding plants like your begonias and busy lizzies and dahlias and things like that will all be going off with the frost. So it's time to get them out and get some winter plants in, something like winter pansies or cyclamen or wallflowers. Those kind of plants will stay nice over the winter time with some flower on them as well and then really bloom up well in early spring.
Okay, so when it comes to, I suppose, looking after the garden and getting it ready for those type of things, what little things do we need to be doing in November that gets everything ready for springtime? I mean, is it a case now that we're scrubbing down the old greenhouse? Is it a case we're doing all those naff jobs that we don't really want to do during the lovely springtime? And what type of things should you be really concentrating on?
Stay on top of weeds if you can. It's a good time. The soil is soft and very easy to dig out the surface. If you have a lot of grass in your borders or you want to make a new edge on a border, it's very easy to do it now because the soil is soft. You're not pounding a spade into rock hard clay. It's really soft. It's really easy to lift out the surface weeds and grass if they're invading the borders. Any weeds you see like dandelions and dock leaves that are showing, dig down, try and get the roots of them out now so there won't be a problem in the spring. Same with creeping buttercup. Sometimes that can take over a border and it's very easy to dig those out at the moment because the roots will lift up quite easily out of the moist soil. So getting on top of the weeds, getting the leaves gathered up as well is important off your lawn at the moment. You might think, oh, I'll leave them for another week until more come down, but if the grass is covered in leaves, it's going to get weak underneath, it's going to go yellow, moss is going to thrive under the leaves. So every few days, if you can, just go out and rake or blow the leaves off the lawn. Gather them up and put them into plastic bags. They'll rot down and make wonderful compost. You just need to use them on their own, or you can add them to a compost heap. But if you want to use them on their own, just fill black bags, punch a few holes in it, and store them down the side of the shed or anywhere like that for a year, maybe 2 years even, and you'll have wonderful compost for use in planting up things or spreading as a mulch on borders in the future.
Okay, now Patrick was on. He said, what about sweet peas, Jim? Is now the time to get them into the ground or have I left it too late? Most people say do it around September, October.
Yeah, no, you're fine still sowing sweet pea now for early flowers next year. The sweet pea plant is quite hardy over the winter, but it only lives for 1 year, so you have to resow them every year. So you can either sow them now still in a sheltered area now, outdoors, or if you had a cold frame or a tunnel or a greenhouse, you could sow them in there. But they're quite hardy. They'll take maybe 2 weeks to germinate and they'll just stay small green plants over the winter. Put a few slug pellets out as well, just so the slugs don't eat the tops off them. And then you'll have flowers about a month earlier than if you sow them in the spring. So it's worth doing, particularly if you're fond of particular varieties. You can get all whites or all pinks or all reds or some of each. Or you could sow a batch now and sow another batch in the spring that'll extend the flowering next spring for you.
Yeah. Okay, Dennis was on. This is more to do with the tools and the lawnmower and stuff. Should I actually get the maintenance work done on the lawnmower at the end of the season or the beginning of next season? And likewise, when I was Googling, he says, it came across recommendations to sharpen your tools. Which tools need sharpening? How do I go about getting them sharpening? And who does them? Here's a few questions for you.
Right, yeah. The lawnmower service guys will love you for coming to them at this time of the year rather than the first week of March next year when everybody wants to get it done at the same time. There will be delays and you might have no lawnmower for a week or 10 days if you leave it in to be serviced in the spring.
Yeah.
So absolutely get it done now and you can put it away clean, sharpened and serviced for the winter to be ready to go first pull in the spring then.
Okay, but before...
So I'd highly recommend that.
Just before we move on that, when it comes to lawnmower, surely, like, you know the way you're finished up cutting the grass because the grass is now becoming kind of wet and soggy and you can't do anything for a couple of months, and then you go to the trouble of getting your lawnmower serviced and everything else, what are the chances are that it's going to start first time or second time in March after a service that you get done in November?
Oh, it should be fine, because they'll have cleaned everything. You'll have fresh oil in it. You put fresh fuel in the spring.
Yeah.
You don't leave fuel in it over the winter time. So no, it shouldn't be any problem.
Okay.
It should be ready to go like a brand new lawnmower, really. Like when you take one out of the box and fuel it up, it should be ready to go.
Okay, good tip.
Sharpening wise, it's coming into pruning time now, and pruners, secateurs, they're the ones that really should be sharpened. Now you can do it yourself. You can buy a little, very cheap little sharpening tool. In garden centres, it's like a little nail file or a file really, and you just glide it along the edge and you'll feel the edge getting sharper as you do it, and you know you can't make too many mistakes. Normally they'll have an edge on one side of the blade only and a flat side on the other side, so it's quite easy to do. Just take your time and you'll find a huge difference when you're using a sharp blade. Other tools that scratch the soil, like hoes and spades that you do a lot of digging with, they'll generally be sharp anyway by the action that they're of moving in the soil. So they should be okay. It's really cutting blades that are the main one to sharpen.
Okay. Right, sorry, I'm just onto the old WhatsApp machine and just checking some questions there. Andy rang and is wondering to know, can you sow lettuce and onions now in his unheated polytunnel? Is there anything else he can sow now? Or is it a case of just wait and see what happens and maybe do it later on in the year? What's the best thing about that? Okay, good question, actually.
No, you can, absolutely. onions, actually, the onion family, like garlic, is essential to get that into the ground now. It needs a cold period to form good big bulbs next spring, next summer rather. Onions traditionally are planted around Christmas time. You could start them a little bit earlier, but you can do it up to December. So we're only 2 months away, really, from Christmas. So absolutely. Lettuce you could sow now as well. Sow thinly and sow a little bit every few weeks, every 2 to 3 weeks. You get a little succession. Now, you might only want a dozen plants at a time, really, over the winter. But do it. Other ones that will work very well for you would be peas and broad beans. They're quite hardy over the winter. It's a bit early then for things like carrots and cabbages and things like that. Leave them until about February and sow them then. But definitely get those few winter ones in now. Parsnip would be another one you could sow around January, because they like a good long season to get big roots on them.
Okay, good answer that as well. And folks, you can continue to message into us with myself and Jim here this morning on the Johnstown Garden Centre Green Room gardening slot, and it's 0833 97 97 97. Now somebody else was on to us wondering if you can take hard wood cuttings on a deciduous bush now, or do you need to wait until the spring?
No, now is an excellent time to do that. And They're called hardwood cuttings. The alternative is a softwood cutting, which you take during the summertime. But the hardwood ones, you can cut a branch of a lot of different shrubs, not so much trees, but a lot of shrubs you can do at this time of the year. If you get pieces about 9 inches to a foot long and about pencil thickness, nice straight stems, clean off any bottom leaves or branches from the bottom, about 6 inches of it, and push it down into the ground. Maybe put a little bit of sand into a trench and push them into the sand, sharp sand, real gritty sand. That'll ensure that there's good drainage around them and they won't rot in the soil. But leave them there then. You'll probably see new growth on them then around May or June next year. And leave them in situ, and next autumn then transplant them out into separate areas. Let them grow on for another year. And you'll have, you can make new shrubs then from things like fuchsia, forsythia, red flowering currant, lilacs, buddleias. All the good summer flowering shrubs will work very well like that.
Okay, and now we're going to turn our directions to wild primroses. And it just says from Patricia, I had lovely wild primroses in my garden, but my brother gave me also some wild cowslips, just one cluster, which I put in the flower bed. Now all I have are cowslips. Where are my primroses? Where? What can I do?
The cowslips haven't killed the primroses, so
I didn't think so,
sure.
And I don't think they eat them.
They flower at different times.
Do they? Okay.
The primrose will be around April, May time. The cowslip will be May, June time. So there are two different flowering times on them. But definitely the cowslip would not have obliterated the primrose.
That's what I was thinking.
Normally they grow in two different areas as well. Now the primrose will grow on a bank in a shady ditch usually, or a shady bank, whereas the cowslip loves to grow out in a meadow, in an open area. It needs good light. So maybe the situation is more amenable to the spread of the cowslip, and it mightn't have been ideal for the primrose. Primroses like to be a bit shady and slightly on a bank or a slope.
Okay, and when it comes to primroses themselves, when they usually say they come out in the early part of spring, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
They're lovely.
Around about
the
same time as daffodils and before bluebells, kind of thing.
Okay.
April, May.
Okay, they're lovely, aren't they, primrose?
Yeah, yeah.
They really are nice.
And you can plant coloured forms of primrose now as well as winter bedding plants for borders and for pots. But they would be more like the pink and blue and orange, white colours, much bigger flowers than the wild primrose. They will tend to flower right through the winter months and really bloom up in May in full flower, whereas the wild primrose won't really get its flowers until the spring.
Right, let's turn our attentions to vegetables. Jim, it says here, are there any vegetables I can plant in a garden bed now, says Paul in Newbridge.
Really, garlic is your main one, and seeds of peas and beans, broad beans, and that's about it for this time of the year. It's a bit late, like for things like Brussels sprouts or kale or cabbage. So just really those few at the moment, and the rest of the garden you should dig it over, leave it to rest for the winter time. Even cover it with cardboard if you can, or black plastic, and keep it weed free and stop the rain from pounding on the clay. It'll be lovely in the spring then when you remove those. It'll be lovely soft tilt, really. That's very good for sowing seeds.
Okay, off we go to Kilcock. Constance was on. My mother's apple tree is about 60 years old. It's full of branches, full of leaves, and this year the apples were really, really small. Can we go and get it pruned? Is now the time to do it? And how would you go about starting? Where would you start about getting? Or is it a case with something that old, you might need to get somebody else professionally in to do it, Jim?
It would be very harmful for the tree to go pruning it now at this age. It would be kind of approaching the end of its life, really, to be honest.
Okay, right, yeah.
The best thing you could do, and the only thing I would do with it, is maybe prune off some of the lower branches if they're drooping down towards the ground, or if you can't easily walk under the tree or mow under the tree, if there's any branches just coming down, drooping downwards, cut those off where they emerge from the main trunks, And so it's called lifting the crown of the tree, just taking off lower branches. Don't touch any of the higher branches at all, because that will, it'll spur the tree into new growth. It'll mess up all the flowering and the fruiting on the tree. It'll change its whole pattern. But by removing just some lower branches like that, it won't interfere with the tree at all. It'll just make more space, more light underneath it. Otherwise, an old tree like that, I would just leave it.
Okay. Staying with the vegetables that we just picked up on there, a separate one came in to do with the right time to sow winter cabbage and garlic. Okay. Is there winter cabbage in, even though there was winter cabbage?
Yeah, I would have sown them about 3 months ago, to be honest.
Okay, right. So you missed the boat of that.
They'd be grown for use in the wintertime. Because as the temperature drops down now, we're only about 7 or 8 degrees out there today. There's no growth in that temperature. And so the growth on virtually everything now is finished. So if they're not big now, they're not going to be big until springtime.
Okay.
So remember that next year, try and sow those winter cabbage in August.
Okay.
And your next chance to sow cabbage would be in about late January, early February. Sow the seeds then, and you'll have nice, say, spring cabbage from around early May onwards, really.
Okay.
It grows quite quickly in the spring.
Right, let's turn our attentions to indoors. Now, this is looking for a little bit of indoors, plant housekeeping, says Barney. He was on to us just a few moments ago back with a WhatsApp. Thank you very much, sir. Can you just give me a little bit of a tip of how to kind of look after general plants during the winter months? And also, I want to move some of them into conservatory areas, which I know now will be getting pretty warm with the heating on.
Right. Some things to consider in the winter, the light level will be dropping and so the growth will slow down. So plants won't use as much water as they did in the summertime, generally speaking, unless you have a hot fire or radiators in your living room where they might dry out even quicker. So some rooms they'll need less water, some rooms they might need more water because of the fire drying out the air. At night time as well, areas near a window will get very cold, and any plants touching the glass could be damaged if there's frost on the outside of the window. So move plants a little bit in from the window. A conservatory can be fine when you have the heating on during the day, but at night time a conservatory can get very cold. So be careful what plants you put out there. Plants that are tropical type plants might not be able to take cold temperature. If it's double glazed, it's unlikely to fall below about 5 to 7 degrees out there, so it won't freeze, but it'll be too cold for maybe ficus trees or dracaena dragon trees that need warmer conditions. So just kind of bear that in mind when you're moving plants into a conservatory for the winter.
Okay, and another quick one, is it too late to cut back roses?
No, it's not actually. It's around the time now, you could definitely shorten them back a little bit. Any stems that have dead flowers on them, shorten them back to maybe 9 inches to a foot long. You don't go very hard on roses at this time of the year in case the winter is very severe. That might kill them if you only leave an inch or two there. So if you leave 6 or 8 inches of plant of stem, it means the long stems won't rock the plant around in winter storms. But there's enough stem there that if we have a hard winter, the tips might be burnt, but there's big buds underneath that can grow out in the spring. So definitely shorten them back. If they're still flowering, leave them be. They'll be absolutely fine for another while. You might get another 4 or 5 weeks out of them. You might even get a rose for Christmas Day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Depends. The last few years have been a bit like that, and then it's after Christmas we get the severe weather.
Right, two parts of a question. First of all, when do you start feeding Christmas cactus?
Probably during the summertime, really, to be honest. They'd have their buds formed on them now, or forming on them now. So they ideally would have been fed through the summer months in order to get them to flower now.
Okay, and with Christmas cactus, Jim, do they need to be fed?
They do, they do, to get the most flowers on them. If you haven't fed them, I'd give them maybe one or two feeds now, but not really while they're flowering. You don't feed them then. So ideally should have started a few months ago.
Okay, and follow on from that from the same caller. Jim, is it okay to build raised bed using blocks about 3 to 4 high, I don't know whether that's 3 to 4 feet high, with adequate drainage for a shrubbery?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Definitely you can do that now this time of the year as well, And you'd fill them then with topsoil mostly, and then some planting compost when you're where you're actually planting the things in, just around the root balls. So the most of it will be filled with topsoil.
And on that note, James, we will park it from there for this Thursday. And thanks for that. And we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks' time. As always, if you have any queries or problems or issues or hassles, you can always drop down to your local garden centre, or preferably to Johnstown Garden Centre, where any of Jim's team down there will most definitely look after you. Jim, thanks for that.
Cheers, John. Talk to you soon.
Have a good Thursday. Yeah, it is Thursday. It's Kildare's KFM.
The Green Room with Johnstown Garden Centre, home of expert garden advice. JohnstownGardenCentre.ie.